Today's gospel is a reminder for us that there are always two sides, two forces in our world. The kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, our Lord's side, and the side of the evil one. And in today's gospel, Jesus is doing God's work, but is being accused of doing God's work because of serving evil. And his point basically is to say, that makes no sense. Why would I be driving out evil if I was serving evil? It doesn't make any logical sense. That would be like two sides fighting each other. And whenever I hear this gospel, I always chuckle a little bit, honestly, because I think to myself, evil is smarter than we are, because if evil's smart enough to know it shouldn't be divided against itself, why can't we be that smart sometimes? Because if you think about it, how many times do people who say they serve God fight each other, right? How often does that happen? And so I think it's something good for us sometimes to reflect on, is what are those ways sometimes that we can actually learn something? To say, yes, we can have disagreements, different points of view, but if we're truly trying to serve the same one true God, how are we focusing on that connection point, that point of where it is that we are all trying for the same thing? And to be careful of the ways that we allow the evil one to be the divisive force. Human beings can believe the lies of the enemy. I know, unfortunately, in my own life, I have fallen prey to that trap sometimes. It happens. But in those moments, we have a choice, and to say, I'm mad at how someone has chosen to believe a lie of the enemy versus taking it out on them. So often, I pray always and say, Lord, this particular person who's saying this or doing this has bought into a lie of the enemy. Help me not to fight them, but to fight the one who has deceived them. And it's a prayer I encourage us all to pray daily. The Our Father, by the way, reminds us of this concept. And to say, Lord, help me today not to be deceived by the enemy. Help me not to fight the same people that are on the same side as me. And if someone close to me or myself has fallen prey to a deception of the lie of the enemy, help me to repent, to acknowledge that, Lord, that I'm sorry that I fell prey to that lie of the enemy. And Lord, help me to remember that that person who has fallen prey to the lie of the enemy is not really my enemy. So that we may remain united always in the Lord and focused against the one who is the true deceiver, the father of lies, the one who is really our enemy.